this deep connection between notions of guilt at a communal level, and the idea of scapegoating, the connecting of violence and the sacred, is actually built into Greek even at the level of the language, so that the term pharmakos, which means a scapegoat, a victim, the animal that you sacrifice, is closely related to the word pharmakon, which can mean both a drug as poison or a drug as remedy or cure. So in some way here, there is a deep connection between that which is very threatening, but that which is also your salvation, that which you kill. As a result, the fundamental action then of Greek religion is the killing of an animal and then the barbecuing of the animal, the cooking of the animal. And the Greeks are very clear about this. It is the smoke and the burning fat going up to heaven which delights the gods, and that leaves the carcass of spare ribs which is to be eaten by the humans. Obviously there is a connection here between early communities having a communal form of feasting where the very scarce commodity of meat is divided up in between the various members of the population, but it is the psychological operation by which this is handled which is really critical to Greek religion. Now, because sacrifice, the murder of the sacrificial animal, and then the eating of that animal is absolutely critical to Greek religion, it means that the most important architectural expression of this is not the temple. Most people think that the temple is the center of Greek religion. It is not. The center of Greek religion is the altar, the bomos. This is where the sacrifice is conducted. The temple, the naos, as it's called in Greek, is simply a large box which will contain probably a statue of the god or goddess. If the statue is man-made, it will be called an agalma, and the Greeks are very clear that such a statue is not itself divine. It is merely a man-made approximation of the god or goddess. If you're very lucky, you may have a statue in there which is actually something that fell out of heaven, some an iconic piece of olive wood, for example, and this will be somehow intimately connected with the god or goddess, but this is not an agalma, this is called a xoanon, something sacred that fell from heaven. But even so, the fundamental architectural expression of Greek religion remains neither the statue nor the temple, but the altar. In fact, it is possible to find sanctuaries to the gods that contain in them altars, but no temples, no statues of the gods. You have one in Athens, for example, in the corner of the Agora, an altar to the 12 Olympian gods, but no temple to go with it and no images to go with it. And if you go to Olympia, one of the greatest sites, one of the greatest religious sanctuaries in all of Greece, the center of the Olympic Games, today you will see a huge temple of the 5th century built in honor of Zeus that contained a glorious statue of Zeus designed by Phidias. But what lay in front of that and was in fact the emotional heart of that sanctuary was not the temple, but rather a large ash heap that had built up over the centuries, ashes of the sacrificial victims that had been slaughtered and burnt in honor of Zeus. So it is sacrifice. Sacrifice first, second, and third in terms of understanding Greek religion. Now, sacrifices were conducted in the ritualized context of a religious festival. This was a time out of the ordinary time which was given over to the god, devoted to the god or goddess. And so we have, in fact, from the Greek world, many religious calendars which explain how the year is to be divided up, not in terms of weekends and weekdays, but rather in terms of religious festivals. And many of the communities of Greece, particularly the small communities, had their calendar dictated by the festivals in honor of their gods and goddesses. So most of these festivals in origin are seasonal. They are to do with celebrating the movement of the stars and astronomical changes, which in turn lead into changes in the earthly realm of men and women by dictating when, for example, the harvest will occur, or when the grapes will be picked, or when the wine will be made, and various other agricultural activities.